Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route, in 31 degree weather. They say it's supposed to be 14 miles an hour wind. I don't believe that. It's supposed to feel like 20 out here. I don't believe that. I feel pretty good. I'm not cold. My legs are a little bit chilled because I don't have double layers. I just got my jeans on. And I could very well just wear long johns under this, but I'm cool. Is this thing flipped? I'm looking at my Pittsburgh Steelers thing. Is it flipped backwards? Because I'm a Mr. Horizontal Flip Your Shit. Everybody be posting selfies and stuff, and they stuff be flipped. I'd be like, flip that. But anyway, maybe it's because I'm noticing it, that I don't usually wear anything with writing on it that would let me know if it was flipped or not. Anyhow, out here, feeling pretty good. As you can see, behind me, and if I flip it, it's a little bit after noon. So it can be like 12:30 or something like that. And this is as bright as it's gonna get today. This is as bright as it's gonna get today. The sun is at its highest point. It's over there somewhere. If we could see it, it'd be over there somewhere. The sun is at its highest point. And I become acclimated to that, if that's the word, to this, to where this much of sun is the norm. And I'm like used to it. It won't be until I jump on that airplane and we fly above those clouds that Saturday morning, until I probably get direct sunlight. I'll take that back. We did have some days here. It was clear and it was sunny and bright and really nice. Yeah, I do remember that. There was definitely some days here. It was sunny and bright and really nice. Sky was blue. It was still like 30 degrees outside. But it was still like 30 degrees outside, but at least it was bright and sunny, you know. I give you that. It was at least still bright and sunny. The other day, I had allergies. And it rained a little here. I'm still gonna do the allergies thing too. You know, nose runny, eyes runny. It wasn't the sinus headache stuff that I get. The sinus pressure, sinus headache stuff I get. It wasn't that. This was allergies. And, you know, my body started to feel a little achy. And everything, nose running, eyes running, whatever. But it passed, seemed to pass. I took a Claritin. And not my sinus pain medicine. So you may see my nose running in this video. So I'm out here still making my way in the world today, because it takes everything I got. Taking a break from all my worries, which I probably don't have any. Sure would help a lot. Wouldn't I like to get away? I get away enough. I get away too goddamn much. It ain't nothing to get away from. Let's be honest. In Jeffrey Scott Mitchell's life, things are fixed, replicated, I just made that word up, handled, subdued, managed, organized, put in its place. So it ain't too much that I got to get away from, because I manicure and manage my life. But that's not the point. I forget what the point was now, because I went along that soliloquy, if that's the word. Might not be, still might be making up words or putting words in places that they don't belong. But I'm here walking the streets of Youngstown, Ohio. My beloved Market Street, my beloved route, the default route. And I haven't really walked the ultimate route that takes me back to, you know, through the neighborhood where I grew up in and back down the south side. I haven't done that. I've definitely had no inclination to do it. I said no motivation to do it, to go back over there. In fact, I don't even think I rode over there yet. I kind of drove through it. I think I drove Hillman and Market Street. I mean, Hillman and Oak Hill and Glenwood. You know, I think I drove those, you know, just to go through, but I don't think I went by where I grew up. As I grew up, I don't think I went down my street. You know, all of that. I don't think I did. Just don't have motivation to. And I also didn't go to my Sparkle Market on South Avenue that I usually go to. You know, I just let all that go. You know, I just had to, I don't know, I guess they just ain't there no more. I'm just trying to, you know, do what I do, being who I is, being out there and all that. You don't be getting it. Just had no reason, you know, no motivation to go over there. But I'm feeling good. Feeling good. This may be the longest stay away from home that I've had in 10 years. This will probably be the longest that I've been away from my sanctuary in 10 years since I brought my father back here, I think in 2014. He stayed back here a month. And things are going pretty well. I'm telling you, that three-year-older, oh my God, I live by myself. I'm used to quiet. I'm used to having the environment controlled. This loud, hard walking. Just, my God. Just loud and hard walking. And boom, 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 boom. Last night, 11:30, 12 o'clock, I'm sitting there. Remember, I had to get up at 9:30, which is 6:30 a.m. where I come from. Even though I may have, my sleep cycle may have changed a little. So I'm up, 11:30, midnight. Me and Gibby sitting there watching this child run in circles in the living room. And I ain't talking about walk. Running circles. I'm talking about a full-blown running circle. Just burning that energy. I'm just sitting there and screaming. Not really screaming. But, you know, not that shrill kind of scream. But that, you know, like that playful kind of scream. So, what was I saying? Oh, I'm not looking at the... Okay, I'm looking at the sound meter, and I would know I was having some sound issues before, but trying to see, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm not used to that, and it wears me down after a while. I need my quiet and my rest time. Now, granted, this time, you know, it's a lot. It's either I'm getting used to it, and I'm carving out spaces where I have downtime. Jeffrey time, to where you're not gonna sit in quiet and just, you know, be that, just quiet, nothing. Controlled environment. And even when I do that, here come the damn dog staring me in my face while I'm eating. Or coming up wanting to be petted. I'm like, damn. And I'm joking, but I ain't. So for me to be away from home for like 3 weeks is a big deal. for the universe and for humanity and for my family, etc., etc. And then when I get back home, probably got to go see my mother. You know, stay with her for a while. When all I want to do is just be in my house by myself with my food and black in my house. This with my food and my computers and my toys. And I made it. How do I do this? Like this? I made it. So, you know, tonight, here's the schedule tonight. She'll be there all day, I'll be there all day. Kimmy go to work like 9:30 or so. And I'll have granddaughter till her father comes to pick her up. Oh, about 12:30, 1:30 or whatever, something like that. You know, it's not so bad, but I'll be working, you know, and depending on what kind of mood she in and where she at, you know. And I'm working, it shouldn't be too bad. I should be able to handle it. I definitely should be able to handle it. That's what I say. I definitely should be able to handle it. Whether I can or not is different, but I should be able to. So I'll get ready for that. And she'll leave. Then I have a few hours before I go to sleep. Wake up tomorrow. And when I go on these walks, I admit, I sneak out before they wake up. And that, but really it's too cold. It's kind of too cold. Last time we went on a walk, it was kind of cold. Well, it was raining too. So it was cold and raining. Her mother came and picked her up. We was walking and all of a sudden I hear beep, 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 beep. I look over, they go Kimberly in the car. She just get out the car, grab the baby. Doing the car seat, took off. I just kept walking. I just kept pushing the stroller when they had finished off the walk. But, and also, I was thinking, every now and then I get out here, you know, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and I question myself, you know, why am I here? You know, why? You know what? Is this worth it? But it's usually after. You know, I had a day off yesterday. I got my 10,000 steps in. I went to the mall, got my 10,000 steps in early. Didn't do too much after that. And it was pizza and meatball subs and potato chips. You know, there was food after that. You know, and I ate. So I shouldn't be surprised that my weight didn't do what I like it to do or what I expect it to do. But it still hurts. It's disappointing. But I know that I got to keep doing this. I just know that this will pay off. I know it does. But every now and then I wonder, what's the use? You know, it's just not working. But I know it is. And in the long run, I'll be grateful. If it's not for the calories and the losing of the weight, it's for the activity and staying in motion. And especially the opportunity cost. If I'm not out here doing this, I'm laying around doing something else, which would make it worse, would deepen the impact of not being out here. So, I'm happy. I mean, I'm out here, look at it. 37 degrees out here. No, probably 28, more like high 20s, low 30s. More like 30, 31 degrees. But I'm getting it done. I thought about going to the mall and getting my steps in. And I kind of weighed it out. I guess I like being on the street, even if it's cold. I like being on the street, seeing the cars and the buildings and the different scenery. Though even at the mall, there's different people. You're seeing the same loop over and over and over again. You know, it changes a little bit. It's different stimulation either way. It's a different stimulation either way. I guess it's a give and take. But I guess I like being on the ground. I like being outside, you know, looking at stuff on the ground. I see just everything. To be visually stimulated, a greater visual stimulation. Because it was really hard when I was on the glider. You know, there's nothing really to look at. You know, people watch TV or do this or do that. But nothing beats walking. When I had the plantar fasciitis, nothing, you know, I had to use the glider. I couldn't walk as much. Nothing beats being out there and being actually in it. You know, seeing churches and schools. Of course, the Borman Hobby Center again. And, you know, just being out here, the mailboxes, you know, just everything, telephone poles, trees. You know, just being out here, taking it all in. And my toe, yesterday, went to podiatrist. He looked at it. He was ready to cut something off. Then he said, oh, this looks like a callus. So he cut the callus off. Look, 30 degrees, like I told you. 30 degrees at 12:46. So he just said, oh, it's a callus. He cut the callus off and gave me some ointment. So he cut the callus off, and I stood up on it, and I was like, oh, much better, you know. And then I went, put my sock on. They put like a sleeve over the toe, whatever. I don't know if she put it on right or whatever. But I went walking. Next thing I know, it was back to hurting. It felt like worse than it did when I first started. So I got to the car. I was like, look, man, blah, blah, it's hurting worse. I think it might be something else. He was like, no, just go ahead, get the cream. Use the cream for a couple weeks and then come back, which I can't do because I won't be here. So I should go ahead and make an appointment with a podiatrist now in California because it's going to take 2 weeks to get one. That's what I should do. But I put the cream on yesterday. You know, like a little kid, put it on like 9 times. You're supposed to use it 2 times in a day. I put like 9 times and just pile it all on there. And it's better. It's definitely better. What I was anticipating on saying is, it's still sensitive. You know, like how you go to the dentist and they ask you how's that tooth feel. It don't really hurt. You know, there's no pain or discomfort. But you know you ain't supposed to feel nothing when you drink some cold water. And you know what it's probably going to lead up to. You know, doggone well, you ain't supposed to feel nothing just from drinking some cold water. And if you do, that means something's going on. So, you know, but so my toe, it don't really hurt. I'm walking pretty good. I put some stuff on it before I walk today. I'll get back, take a shower. I'll put some more on there. I'm just, you're supposed to soften up the thing, so. And like I said, I got the little sleeve on it. And it's still sensitive, but it's not pain. Much, much better so far. And I've walked over half of the, you know, my walk today and still don't feel nothing, so. Pretty happy about that. Really happy about that. Do I love it? Do I love it all? Do I love it? I do. I really do. Yeah. I do. Do I love it? I do. I wonder if it's easy to cure it like this. Instead of having it all halfway. Using the handle. People run your ass over. Pedestrians don't have a right of way here. People got places to go, important things to do. obviously. This thing is getting heavy. Carrying this thing is heavy. It's not heavy if I carry it like this. And this even look like if I carry it like this. Here's what I look like here now. It's like too close. If you ask me, that's too close. Let me see if I go like this. That's not so bad. I don't think that's so bad right there, is it? I don't think it's too close like that. Instead of having it extended all the way and then trying to carry it in the middle, it might be easier just to hold the handle and use the handle grip to secure the thing. Make it a little easier. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm out here, though. I'm out here. One glove on, one glove off. Got the glove off hand in my hoodie pocket. Because I can't switch the camera with gloves on. Blah, 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 blah. I'm in the zone again to where I just want to walk. Just want to put my head down and get it over with. I think I said everything. I think I covered everything. I think I did what I said with enough, whatever that is again. Here we go with the enough thing. I wonder how much wind you hear, because it's windy. I got my wind guard on. We'll see how good that is working. Woo! It's a little chilly. It's a little chilly, but it's not bad. It's invigorating. It's invigorating, even. Ooh, I should have licked my lips, though. That I shouldn't have done. That I shouldn't have done. 30 degrees. I get back in the house. It'll be nice and warm in there. Take a shower, get dressed, eat my breakfast. Work day. And work, I might have to tighten up at work. I might have to type it up at work. My concern may be that I might be, I don't think I am, but it could be that I'm done with this job, done with this position. Not the job, I love the company. Maybe I'm just done being on the phones doing this. I don't know, I have to evaluate that, you know, and be sure to understand that that's a possibility that, because I'm starting to make mistakes. I made a couple mistakes and got called out on it. And I welcome the calling out part. I want other coworkers to call me out on stuff. I want that challenge, you know. Oh, Jerry forgot to do this. Jerry forgot to do that. Because, you know, my performance has been fairly immaculate over the years. So, you know, I'm not worried about criticism or whatever. In fact, I relish the challenge almost pretty much. So it's not that part. It may be just that my attention or motivation just ain't there for me to provide the level of detail that is needed to maintain the standard that which is Jeffrey. And I mean, and that could be something that, you know, comes before a thought. It may be something that I could maybe not even do anything about. It just is, you know. It just is that way. And your body, your mind, or whatever is saying, all right, that's enough. You know, we don't want to do this no more. So... And yesterday, I found a video. It came up in the algorithm thingy or whatever for YouTube. And it was about Youngstown. It was called something America, City of Despair, or something like that, something morbid, you know, about the flight of the city. And so I'm watching it, and 9 seconds into the video, documentary or whatever, 9 seconds into it, was the picture of the house I grew up in. It was driving down the street, and the focal point of the clip was the house I grew up in. So that kind of tells you, you know, maybe why I don't go over that side of town no more. And I don't really want to go over there no more. Like literally, nine seconds into the like documentary or whatever, boom, it was a picture, a clip, riding down Dewey. I'm like, wow, come on now. Like, wow, it was cool. It was kind of cool. It wasn't cool. It was cool because I caught it. I'm like, whoa, that's my house. And the name of the thing was City of Despair or something like that. And they went on to talk about how the plight of Youngstown and this and that. I'm like, oh, God, that lets you know something, don't it? That ought to let you know something. And this is a video that's happened to pop up in my feed. That ought to let you know something. Uptown Pizza is a thing. You may think it's just a pizza place, but it's an institution. A lot of people go there regularly. They have like bonds, alliances, and relationships with the establishment and the people there. It's not just food. You know, it's a lot more to it. Yeah. All right, 27 minutes, all right. Starting to snow blurry a little bit. I feel good though. I mean, I'm watching the video and they showing stuff and it was on the south side a lot. They was on the area where I grew up a lot. There was a lot of clips and pictures from the south, to the side of town where I come from. In fact, one of the main people who, actually talked on the video was a lady who lived across the street from where my ex-wife grew up on St. Louis. In her house, I got pictures of her house that she decorated with like a whole bunch of red stuff. Like ornamental and stuff. So I got pictures of her house, so I recognize her. She's out there. I love Youngstown. You know, she was saying. So that's the plight of where I'm at. Or where I came from, I should say. Not so much where I'm at. I gotta distinguish that because I'm no longer over there. I'm basically pretty much no longer a part of all that. You know, I'm from there. But, and when we were there doing our time on the street, it was a good time to be there. Good childhood, good neighborhood, you know. Had a lot of fun, a lot of friends. It just evolves, it changes. Everything don't last forever. And my Darwinistic ass understands that. It ain't gonna last forever. Get it while the getting's good. Whew. Seems like it's getting colder. Maybe it's just walking this direction. Maybe it's just from walking in this direction. The wind blowing in my face or on the side. I guess it feels like it's blowing on the side of my face. If I'm walking north, it's coming from the west. Probably can Google that. Probably find out. Definitely snow flurries, like snow flurries. I don't know if you can see them or not, but they're there. It's not sticking on my hoodie yet, but you know. All right, Sunoco. Sunoco's Ohio. I remember that logo growing up. Don't see it on the West Coast so much, or at all, I guess. Woo! And I looked, the weather in LA was only like 60 degrees. The weather in LA wasn't like no 70 or 80 or nothing. It was like 60 degrees there, you know, which is still double what it is here. But, you know, it ain't gonna be no hot, sweltering heat, but I'm sure I'm gonna welcome it. I'm sure I'm gonna welcome it, whatever it is. Here we go. Getting down in there. They're gonna bust again. Ain't marked it. They run once every hour. I'm still stuck on that once every hour thing. Ugh. All right, y'all. I don't think I can do no more. That's not true. I think I gotta call it right now. Put my gloves on, put my head down, and get to walking. Even though I'm almost there, it's no big deal. I just feel, you know, good. I just feel like going, I don't know why, but every now and then you just gotta go, you know, like, oh my God. And I go, oh my God, what? I don't know, just oh my God, I guess, you know. Just felt like saying it already. You see the hill. I don't know if you can see the hill. Southside is built on a hill. There's a lot of hills in this city. Makes riding a bike interesting. You get used to them. Mainly because you don't walk them. You know, not a lot of walking back here. You know, drive for me a lot. So I started just walking stuff. Started recognizing the hills and how things are, you know, laid out. Especially the one coming up Oak Hill from downtown. That's a hell of a hill. You realize how, you know, what you're doing to get to the south side. Anyway, yeah, it's starting to blow a little bit. Swinging on y'all two times, I'm going right to it. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My hand is cold. My name is Jeffrey.